Republicans last year lost their only last statewide bastion, the state Senate. There's only 22 Republicans to 40 Democrats now. You lost three congressional seats. You have virtually no money. I mean, where do you start? What do you do first?
I guess this is what rock bottom looks like, isn't it? There's nowhere to go but up. And, you know, I think the most recent Siena poll that came out a couple weeks ago talked about how New Yorkers want balance in their government. And you have over 60% of people that said that they prefer it to have, you know, at least one house of the legislature, one arm of our government to be in Republican hands. I think you're going to see a pendulum swing. My job is to get it going in that direction. And I think with a new energy and a new direction and a more aggressive form of messaging, we're going to do that.
So what is your strategy going forward?
Well, I mean, I traveled all over the state to run for the chairmanship and had a lot of conversations and listened to our party leaders. And, you know, those are really reflective moments after a time of great loss. I mean, it's finding the opportunity in the loss is, I think, what's really necessary. We have to get back to basics. And I think, you know, many people looked at that Senate majority and activists within the party. I don't think we quite knew how good we had it by having, even though we're such a blue state, down 3 million votes in enrollment, that we had Republicans controlling one house of the legislature. Many would complain, you know, they didn't drive the agenda. They didn't get a legislative agenda accomplished.
Yeah, they agreed to a lot of Democratic issues,
right, there was
too,
compromise.
Right, gun control and stuff
There was compromise, and certainly those, you know, to the decent right, we're pretty upset with a lot of things. They didn't know how good we had it, though, because that was such a critical speed bump or a stop sign to so many bad policies that now are law. And now being down 40 to 22 in the Senate, it's a different world. And a lot of those IDC members that, you know, they weren't necessarily conservatives, but they would partner with Republicans.
That's the Independent Democratic Conference, the breakaway Democrats who would side with the
right.
Republicans and rule with them.
And now they're extinct.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been replaced by socialists, AOC wannabes. Now those, you know, in Washington, D.C., those policies aren't getting enacted because we have divided government. In Albany, they're reality. And I think the governor has buyer's remorse. If he was being honest with anyone, he would say, I liked it better the old way. Because this leftward leech, he knows that as you travel around the state, that's not the government people are looking for. I mean, they want, you know, people that are putting their own kitchen table issues forward. And that's not happening in Albany. I mean, we're reacting to every, you know, left-wing, you know, idea that comes, you know, down the pipe. We're creating solutions to problems that don't really exist in most people's worlds.
Well, that poll also showed that a lot of people agree with many of the things that the Democrats are doing. You think at some point, though, it's going to go too far and people are going to be tired of it?
Hey, free stuff polls really well. You know, a free lunch is always popular. But people that are of common sense, that are actually having to balance family budgets, that are actually having to pay the bills to fund this very expensive high-tax state, they understand that, you know, there is an end to what you can do with other people's money because you run out of it. And our out-migration of our population is the single greatest crisis that we face as New Yorkers. I mean, we are spending a fortune to educate our kids in excellent high schools, elementary schools, in a SUNY system that is world-class. And then we send them to other states to start their lives.